It's channel one over. This is channel one over. This is channel one over. This fifth Sunday in August, 31st of August, 69. This is channel one over. This fifth Sunday in August, the 31st of August,
1969.
Down a little high. I just thought you came up with you.
No, it's me and Frank's all come up.
Hi.
Oh, shoot. Lock them up and fix the tractors.
Couple of days last week, this week, last week, you could go out there and work and get all sweaty. Couple of days, and I was right refreshing.
Yeah.
And then he got this guy burned humidity again. Came over here and looked at it, you know, and they said they could, this boy, they got this grown boy, he's 18. I didn't know what I was getting into. Everything conceivable went wrong. Everything was wrong about the whole thing. They were going to come over here and fix this thing, but they had some of their own that they were going to do at the same time.
Oh, I see.
He went out there that first afternoon with his little mower. Wouldn't work. So I said, well, maybe we can get this one on. We worked there for an hour. I never have put this on, you see. And finally got it on. We didn't get on right. It worked. And I went out there, and we both, then as soon as I got it on, he said he had got his to mowing, working. So I went on and helped him out there.
Another limb on the foot. What's wrong? Is that one in the gym? The potassium laying a little bit? Okay, sir. I'll fix it. I just got to scrape all the stuff out of it.
Now I'll look at it.
Boom.
Saddle her up.
I was mowing out here a little bit when it was finished. And I cut the motor off and it wouldn't start. So I just left it there. And I was going to get the tractor. When I got around to it, I was going to get the tractor and pull it. But he had gone on home. See, I forget this time it took place. Went over there and mowed. Could have been the next morning. I forget. Anyhow, I was in town. When I came back, Nick said, boy, I'd come over here and got my mower. I knew that wasn't right. What he had done, he'd gone out there and hitched to it and started it. And I would tell you, I ran right over there. Because I had already seen what sort of fellow he was. And told him wasn't having a proper understanding about all these implements. And she said, she's to blame. Well, I said, let him mow. for a little while. I got Nick out here. I wanted him to mow this other stuff. Well, it was an hour or more. And here he came with it, tractor. And first thing I noticed was that swashboard was all busted. Nick said they had a hard time starting it out there, and they had pulled it with a blade down. We cut out another one and put it on there. And it was after that, I was checking the tractor, and it had hardly any oil in it, and it was perfectly black, and the water was down. I must have put a whole gallon of water, and it doesn't use oil or water.
All the mowing we done out here, and all the work we done, the raking, we never even put a quart of oil in that tractor. We never put no water in that tractor. Well, for heaven's sake.
They came over a day late to mow this. Of course, it rained on it 3 inches over that weekend. And he brought the fluffer over here, and that helped.
Yeah.
Got it up out of the grass, up where you sit. I was on the bailiff, and I had already started raking. I'd had enough started to rake to get started with the bailiff when they came. And he says, "Is this about where you want to keep it?" And I don't know, Cookie. I had my mind on that bailiff.
Uh-huh.
And I guess I went a whole round on that baler. And I looked over there across the field, and he was on that mower. And the dust was coming up. He hadn't adjusted that thing one bit. He wasn't even looking back there.
The rake.
At the rake. And I looked, and I saw 3 of the teeth already off. And we brought it in, there was 6. Now that's the first time anything I've been broke on it. On any of this stuff. And let me tell you, you ought to have seen those rows that he put. He went, I had to follow with a baler. There was a rosebud at every end. You see, he'd go down to the end, and then he'd put his foot on the brake and just swing around.
Yeah.
And he had a rosebud at every end. And it seemed like even there in the middle, where the road could have been crooked, straight, it's crooked there, could not be called.
Feel like a blacksnake.
Just like I see, I was in that, and I couldn't get out. There's absolutely no way for me to get out. That's the reason I quit playing chess. I used to, as a boy growing up, you know, I'd play all them games in chess. They'll check your queen, and you, your king, and you've got to keep playing till they checkmate you.
Yeah.
That may take an hour. All the time, you see, you're dragging your tail along there. You can't move.
That's the way you was out there in the hayfield.
That's the way I was out there in the hayfield. Now, the adults were nice. But see, I didn't deal with the adults.
And he was trying to get out of having to do any of the work because he didn't need to ride that tractor.
Uh-huh.
So he spent from 1:30 until 8:30 on the baler. And I sat on the back of it all that time.
And the hay had dried out so that every time he would cut it, the dust would fly up like that. It looked like she'd gone to the county fair in September.
He couldn't have hired me. He'd given me a month's wages for nothing. Boy, did we miss you.
I kept thinking, "My God, look what Cookie got me into." Oh, shoot.
Oh. But now, I tell you, that really hurt me. I ain't joking, that really hurt me to know, to even think that I'd fell down and couldn't go.
You didn't fall down, it was just one of those things.
You know, well, what I mean, it hurt me because I was sick and wasn't able to go ahead and do what I was supposed to do.
That night, Cookie, when it was curing, that was the sweetest smell we've had this whole day out there. It just come in the window here. We had that little rain about a quarter of an inch.
Yeah.
And that was the wrong time, but it cured out for dinner. It cured out by dinner, ready to go. And he come over here and we were going to bail about 12:30, and the clouds was coming up. He was ready to go out there and get the machinery all out there and bail. I said, we better give it a little time. He followed me on up there and said he was ready to bail. 18 years old. In 30 minutes, it's raining so you couldn't get in out of it.
Oh, but that was beautiful, honey.
Boy,
and that had made you sick.
And you know how it was.
Oh, yeah.
It was twice as much ill there as what it
was. I bet there were 600 bales. A good 600 bales.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's a bunch of it. Well, boy, I tell you. It's just like me and Helen was talking. If I'd have had to miss 2 more weeks' work, I don't know what in the world we'd have done. 2 more weeks would have put me under. I ain't joking you.
Well, you just got up there to Jasper in time.
2 more weeks would put me under the table.
Well, you were going downhill fast before you went to town.
Yeah. Yes, my fella. But I began to gain my strength, but I was weak as a cat. I was so weak I couldn't do nothing. I ain't joking you.
You come out of the Veterans Hospital over there a whole lot worse than you went in.
Why, I was 10 times worse. Absolutely. And I was weak as a cat now. I was so weak. I'm telling you what, I went down to Allen Green's to get the kid's sack of horse feed. And I hate to say it, but I wasn't man to pick up a 100-pound bag of horse feed. I couldn't do it. And now I tell you, when a fella gets down that low, he's pretty low. As many 100-pound feed as I picked up. I've seen the time I'd pick up 2 of them.
You were weak.
That's the truth. I picked up 2 100-pound bags of feed, one under each arm, and walked out of the barn with them.
Wasn't your fault. You just couldn't get the attention you needed.
That's right. Absolutely. I just couldn't do it. I done everything stood in my power.
You didn't know what to do.
That's right. If I'd known what to do, I wouldn't have went there in the first place. But old Dr. Kling, now let me tell you, if I could afford it, I'd go back up there tomorrow and talk to him and get another shot. Because let me tell you, that done me more good, I'd get another shot. I would. I drive 102 miles just to get the feeling
that
I got. Now I want you to know that I don't know when I felt better than I did 2 hours after he gave me that shot.
You had relief.
That's right.
For the first time in
5 weeks. 5 weeks. I ain't joking.
Now you've been better since you went up there, all right. You've been taking those pills.
That's right.
You?
Yeah. And doing just what he told me to do. Jay got on me Wednesday and kind of stirred me up, and I had to take 6 of them cotton papers Wednesday. But I unloaded him right quick. I just laid it on the table to him. I said, look here, do you want me to work?
Mm-hmm.
He said, yes, I want you to work. I said, get off my back and stay off. Don't come back out here no more.
You know, when a fella sort of down, he gets, I don't know whether everybody's that way or not. tell him what they asked me. Didn't have much chance. And he told Faye it looked like I was nervous. You know that old picture? Cat come up and run over dragging her guts. And they expect you to be normal.
Yeah.
They don't seem like anywhere along the line, Matt. Got a chance to.
But you know, I had to talk back to that doctor, Cookie, over the telephone. He's one of the finest, I suppose, in the whole country.
Yeah.
He told me that it looks like guy was nervous, and I says, I know he's nervous. But your business to find out why he's nervous. And if you can't find out, then I'll go to somebody I think can.
Ooh. Well, I'll tell you.
And he's the peppery one.
He talks to you.
Dr. Cunningham absolutely made me so mad.
Yeah?
I ain't joking. That got next to me. Thinking I'd go out here and work for $2.32 an hour. And that cotton picker didn't spend 15 minutes with me and charged me $35. Think of it. And Dr. Freeman wanted $45.
Now that wasn't including the test and things like that. That's just to talk to you, is that right?
That was for the examination appointment. I didn't include no tests or nothing. They would all been extra. And a colored lady come in there and was in Dr. Cunningham's office at the same time I was there. And he took one x-ray and her blood pressure and about the same procedure as he did me, only he took one x-ray and charged us $60. $60. Because she works at Sunland. And she relieved Helen the other morning. And they got to talking about it. $60. That's pretty expensive. Yeah, we got to go out here. I got to go out here and work for $2.32 an hour. And work on their cars.
They got it their way.
That's right. They sure have. Nothing at all.
You know, a lot of that, I think a lot of that, I don't know what it is. If a man survives, it's he's just sort of lucky.
Yeah.
He gets in the right pew or something.
Well, just like I told Helen, if push comes to shove, I've got them to go to work where she's at. I hate to leave them over Bradenton after them holding my job for 5 weeks and all of that. But now I'm not gonna put up with it. I ain't gonna be aggravated by them.
Nobody bother you out there.
That's right. I'll be sitting under a desk like that of a night. That's the only thing that'll bother me.
They're not going to pay you anything. They don't expect much.
That's right. $325 a month. Take home pay.
Well, now when the state pays you, they don't expect much. When some private concern pays you, they want you to
They expect
come along.
They expect blood.
Well, we're all going to work for the state, I guess, one of these days.
I'd go to university if could. There's a mechanic, I sure would. But there's one fella that's blocking me. I can't make it. One fella.
He won't be there forever.
I don't know, he's younger than I am. And he's a lazy type. He don't like to work. He's got just what he wants. He's on the police force.
Oh.
There at the university. He's university police.
What's he got to do with
that? They heard that I was trying to get on there. Back 2 years ago. Well, he went in and threw a plug. He threw a shovel in the spokes right quick. Everything's all right, but just that one block.
I don't know. The way you represented it, you know, out there on the same shift with Helen. Leave your time. Now, you understand, I don't know what the situation is, but I mean, it leaves you time to monkey around a little bit.
Well, now, the only thing about that would be working at night, and the children would be home by themselves.
That's right, and when they get sick.
Both of all of them. Nobody, no adult there.
That's right, no adult at all.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't expect Laura just to be there all of the time.
Well, she's a child.
Boy, I tell you, I don't know what in the world we'd have done if I'd met that child. I don't. Well, I do too. Helen just wouldn't have been able to work, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
Well, now, she's been standing in for you for some time.
Yeah.
Seemed like I remember several months ago, back in the spring. Oh, I forget the circumstances. I forget the circumstances.
Is she going to be working at the Panther Prize, you think? Laura?
She failed a test. They told her to come back and take another test.
Oh.
And she's going to start the work. I mean, they'll hire. She's...
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Jones told me yesterday, he said, you know, that girl is the only girl that come in here that's as near a perfect health as she
yeah,
is.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He said she's the first one.
Well, she'd be good.
And I said, well, I'm proud of her. I said, she's a wonderful kid. He said, well, you tell her anytime she wants $250 for that horse water, just give me a call.
She's not about to want that.
Well, you could walk up for a normal amount of money and buy that horse water.
Yeah.
Frank was offered $300 for Tony the other day, just like that.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Money doesn't mean anything to Frank.
That horse is all them kids want. And when they got them horses to play with and ride, they're not out in some other devil.
Right. Well, the main thing is that you feel better. And you look better.
Yeah, I've gained a little weight this week. I gained about 3 pounds.
Even though you've been working.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't have them sleeping over there every Sunday. Every other Sunday.
What, Windsor?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's every Sunday, but we was up late last night. And, Laura didn't feel like getting out, and Helen wasn't feeling the best in the world.
Oh, yeah.
We just laid in today, this morning.
How's your headquarters over here?
All right. Everything right up to now.
Electricity on?
Yeah. Cold water. Had cold, ice cold water refrigerator.
Eat, sleep, and drink. Be merry. Be quiet.
Just be quiet. That's all I ask them to do. Be quiet.
Aren't you off tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. I'm off tomorrow.
Not trading in now?
I've got a couple little deals brewing. I'm going to see about probably tomorrow. Heard of a horse I can go buy, trade for.
Your horse?
Yeah, she's 3 year old. Mare. Not broke out good yet. She's a Palomino. Small. Just a little bigger than Tony. And from what the man told me, she can be bought for neighborhood of $60.
Golly.
They ain't got no use for her. She's too big for their boy. And he don't care about riding. He ain't got time to ride. He can't stay off a bottle long enough to ride a horse.
Oh, really?
So.
Well, you know, this trading gets you right into the privacy of the family, don't it? You find out what goes on.
That's right.
Like Mark Twain on the elephant in India. He said he could ride along and see what they're doing up in the second story.
Well, Frank's pretty good at training them. It looks like he's done a good job with Tony.
Well, another fella's going to go trade for 3 this weekend. 2 of them is staying. It's not broke. And he says, I'm going to bring them over to Frank, let him break them both, and give him 1 of them.
All
right. He says, all I want him to do is to get him to like and ride him. He says, then I'm going to teach him the way I want him to talk. He says, I just want him to understand what the saddle's all about. He said, the other one's Frank's.
Yeah.
That's right.
You're going to have to put up a barn or something if you're going to have a lot of horses.
Well, he's trying to get around to it.
Oh.
I'm trying to get around to it if I can ever get straightened out.
These horses, a little relief, sort of pleasant change from automobiles all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I tell you the truth about it, I'd much rather deal in horses than I would automobiles.
Yeah.
They ain't as much money.
Make a living with automobiles and have your pleasure with horses.
That's right. But, what's held me back? If I just hadn't have got sick and could have went ahead and worked, I'd had everything up to snuff right now.
You were really moving fast after a while, couldn't you?
I was cleaning house.
Boy, you really were.
Yes.
Everything was falling my way just like that.
Yeah.
And all at once, it just boom.
Well, you knew where you were going and you were headed that way.
And I was getting along, I think, reasonably well down here with the
Lord. Got the tractors going?
I thought I was getting along real good. And compared to what I was doing at the shop and trying to keep Frank busy at home and working at 3 different places. But now that's not what threw me off.
No.
The work.
Wasn't the work or the worry, just hurt.
That's right. It wasn't the work nor the worry. And they can preach migraine all they want to. Now there's something else somewhere. And old Doc Clink's gonna find it.
I'd stay with him. I believe I have confidence in him.
I've got more confidence in him than I have the med center or all them doctors over there.
He can send you to the med center or those places to get tests.
That's right. And he can prescribe the test he wants to perform.
Yes.
And then he can study the test. That's
right.
What you want.
I want to know. I want him to do the studying.
You're just lucky in having somebody like that.
You our cookies.
Would John Andrew do that? I guess he would.
I guess he would, yeah. He wouldn't, he doesn't charge you $35 or $45 either. He charges $20. I think it was the last time. The time before, I think it was just $10. But they all charge too much.
You know, Dr. Allman, the most he ever charged me for an office call and examination was $5. Dr. Allman now.
Yeah, he's a good doctor.
$5.
Well, the most Fitz ever charged you was $10. I don't know what got into these internal.
But now, Dr. Cunningham charged me $8 for walking in the room at the hospital, down to the emergency room, and looking at me about 2 minutes. He didn't even take, the woman took my blood pressure. She said, "Man, what kind of blood pressure you got?" She took it twice. And she never did get a right kind of reading. She said, "Man, what kind of blood pressure you got?" And Dr. Cunningham came in and looked at me about 2 minutes. He said, "Call the office for an appointment and come and see me." Charged me $8. That's true.
Oh,
I ain't got news for him. He might be a good doctor, but he'll have to prove it to me. At his expense, because he sure won't get no more money out of me.
Who's your battery man who preached on
it? Drew.
I want to see him. I'd love to hear him.
Now, Grandma, you won't go and hear a man that you'll say that'll stick to the Bible any closer than old Drew.
How long you been knowing him?
Gosh, I've been knowing him ever since I worked at Tropical Pontiac, and I didn't know he was a preacher until 3 months ago.
Well, that's something. Keep that back.
I worked on his old 61 GMC truck a many a night, all night long.
Oh, really?
I sure have.
Well, he ought to take you over there and give you dinner all day.
And I didn't know he was a preacher until 3 months ago.
You just never know what your friends are getting into. Maybe he's just become a preacher.
No, this is his second time
at
Windsor.
Really?
But he's a type of preacher that he's distant. You run into people that are distant. Don't have much to say till he gets to know you, and then his tongue is loose at both ends.
Is that right?
That's right. Or he is that way with me.
Yeah.
But I can go there any time of the night. I need a battery. Or I can find anybody broke down on the road. I've done it. If that battery blows up, I can go to, I know where to go get one. I can get it. If he's got it on his truck, all I got to do is ring his doorbell. And I'll get me a battery. It's that simple.
Nice. Well, you know, that's the beauty of what you do. Now, you may $2.32 an hour, not much. But then, on the side, you got a lot of things. Now, you take these office people. You see, they may make more money, but they got no
connection at all.
No connection at all.
Just like Helen. She goes to work. She never
yeah.
sees nobody. She don't see nobody.
Yeah.
Once in a while, her supervisor will come around.
Yeah.
And it's very seldom anybody else. She'll see the night watchman walk by. She'll throw up her hand at him, and that's the last time she sees anybody.
Alright.
She got to sit there and stay awake by herself.
Who's going
to
dance at her wedding, or give her children birthday parties?
But,
you know, that means a whole lot.
That's our friend, that side.
Yes,
benefit.
That's a friend's benefit, ain't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now I'm gonna try to get that old truck finished up tomorrow.
Fun work on Labor Day.
It's just another day. I can't sit down, Grandma. stay down all the time. Yeah, but I've accomplished something today.
Well, you just get bored. You need a Drew there.
Oh, boy, I tell you, I had some company last night. They might be all right, but I just can't buy what they got to sell. He's a pitiful man. He had a stroke. But it's his own fault. He worked for Clay Electric in Keystone Heights for 14 years. And they rode him for 10 years to get him to slow up on his drinking so he could hold his job.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And they finally fired him. After 14 years, they finally fired him. Not long after they fired him, he had a stroke. He's paralyzed in his left side. And they go to all of these church parties and street dances and all that kind of junk, you know. You know, I can't buy that stuff. I can't do it.
He brought it on himself.
He brought it on himself.
They had one down here working for Foreign Power. They retired him.
Well, listen, that brings something to my attention. Florida Power called me the other day, called home, and said if I wanted a job to call them back. I wonder who it wasn't me. I never asked Florida Power for a job. Somebody has recommended me to Florida Power for a job.
Oh, really?
Call them back. Let's see what they got in mind.
And I don't know where it was. I'm just lost. I thought maybe it might have been Florida Motor and Equipment where we bought the tractor. I've been on them for a job. But no, nobody called me from there. I've called them. And it had to be Florida Power. Harry Dan said it's Florida Power.
Well, see what they got.
I'm going to call them Tuesday and see what they got to offer. Well, you really went in the hole on this last little hay deal then, didn't you?
Everything. And it was punishment. It was just punishment. Yeah, dreaded every bit of it. Just dreaded it. I knew what was coming. Except I didn't expect it. It was a little worse always than I expected. That boy's got a heavy hand. I don't deal with children anymore. I don't have the touch. I thought I was dealing with adults. I like to have children around, but somebody else got to, you know.
They got to have the.
Somebody's got to budding hound. His daddy can slow him down. You see, his daddy works full time at this trailer place down here.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He works 5 days a week and goes down there on Saturday and gets ready for next week. Leaves early and gets home late. He got to stay down there. They put out a trailer. I don't know how many. But they start out with a chassis and pull the trailer out ready to live in, you see.
Yeah.
Afternoon, 3 or 4 o'clock. So he can't get home barely.
Uh-huh. That's mass production there.
Yeah. You don't want to get into that business.
I would have a headache then, wouldn't I?
He sat down here one night after we cleaned up that field over there and talked right smart about that business down there. He's right alert, old army man. That's it, so. Until the oldest girl. You know, if there was a little money in babysitting, but nobody wants to pay for it.
No, uh-uh. Laura tried that, but she went in the hole.
They want a good bit, but they don't pay much.
No.
How much would a child have to have?
Well, they,
come out.
They'd have to have 75 cents an hour.
Oh, I think they'd have to have more than that.
That is to get over the border.
Yeah.
They got to go clean. They got to have clean clothes, and they got to be alert. They got to stay awake.
Yeah. You know, some things people pay for, some they won't. They'll pay any amount of money, you see, for an automobile, but when they buy a horse, they want $150.
That's right. That's right.
You just there's a little for this horse trading less than everybody the way they want to get something up now. But you've seen more of it than I have. But I know they had some nice colored people over here, for the hill, and they babysit and house cleaned up and else.
Oh yeah.
Wouldn't pay them but 75 cents an hour.
That's right.
So they went to town.
Yeah, dollar and a quarter, dollar and a half.
Yeah. But you know, partly it's the principle of it.
Yeah.
They might have made more staying out here and doing it, but it's just the principle of it. You know how it is.
Oh, yeah.
And out here, they do a lot of things for them. In town, you know, people wouldn't see them, wouldn't recognize them, know them, they saw them.
No.
They still go to town.
When's your school start? When do you start back to school?
I forget, because I've got it up on the calendar. It's about the middle of September.
Yeah.
Well, I believe I'll go back there and I haven't been back there and knocked down those huge that pasture back there looks worse than it ever has since I've been here. But these over here are beautiful, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Sure are.
Yeah, if it doesn't rain today, and if any of you over here tomorrow, we can get them to have them clean around off this one. See, this one hadn't been raked. Cut, not raked.
This pasture here? Mm-hmm.
I just didn't have the nerve to get them over there. I just didn't have the nerve. Now I think they'd have done it, but I stood up all of them.
guy Duggar told me the other night. He said, Leo, he says, I don't know what I'd have done this season without Frankie.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I don't know.
He's not destructive.
He put him on his big new tractor that he bought in January, John Deere. I mean a big diesel. It's got an automatic transmission, 9 forward gears in it. Put him on that tractor. Let's go. Kicking out 200 bales a minute.
Yes, sir.
I mean an hour. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Put him on that other John Deere, 50 he's got. Raking hay, spraying, cultivating. In fact, done a lot of work for Guy Duggar this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He learned a lot.
But you don't know, you don't know that Frank knows that, see?
Mm-hmm.
Frank keeps it to himself.
Well, he talked to his buddies. His aides.
Yeah. But me and you, we don't know he can do that kind of stuff.
Well, we talk him down. He don't have a chance.
We never give him an opportunity to get on there and prove himself. Or I don't. I don't know.
Yeah. Children have to leave home.
Before they prove themselves. Just like driving. He's a wonderful driver. Automobile. Big truck. Yes, sir. Guy Duggar put him on that big truck he is after they get done bailing. Hey?
Mm-hmm.
Guy got one of them hay loaders, you know?
Yeah.
All right, Frank. Go take the truck and go get a load of hay. Frank getting that big 2-ton Ford and just ride on out in the field and get a load of hay and come back. Before you know it, he's back. Yes, sir. Now, he depended on Frank. And he paid him. He paid him good.
How far is he from Duggar?
Who?
How far you live from Guy Duggar?
About 3.5 miles. Frank rode his horse out there.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'll set a little old Tony and he'll just scutter out the highway and he's out there before you know it.
3.5 miles, not
anything. No. You see, he can cut through the backwoods and cut off some of that 3.5 miles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he can cut through the woods, see?
Yeah.
Well, that's just down his alley anyway, see?
Yeah.
He cut through them woods and first thing you know it, well, he's out the guys.
He just looking for an excuse to do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got to get back over and see what the...
Well, I brought that. Get them, this your hat?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that,
Cookie wanted to go out and see Nellie. Nellie's lame in the front right four leg. He waited a long time for Franklin to bring her up. Then Cookie scraped her shoe, her foot. But that wasn't it. She limped off something awful. And we came back up the lane after mowing for an hour. She was right there where we left her. She walked off and she sort of threw that right leg out. They said she must have arthritis. Well, what I meant to say is I left was I'd get on the tractor and go back there and knock down some of those big dog fennels in the back pasture. I hadn't mowed it all summer, you know. Oh, it hadn't been clipped at all. Just neglected. It looks worse, more ragged than that back pasture ever has been or any of my pastures ever have been. That was that nice little session, rather long and quiet, and no sustained sections, not one that I remember. On Sunday, the 31st of August, and Labor Day weekend, and this is Channel 1 over around 685 or 90. 685 or 90. Channel 1 over. Cookie in the big kitchen on Sunday of the Labor Day weekend, the 31st of August, 1969. He fixed the points and plugs on both tractors, at least tinkered with them. The big tractor was missing so bad, and the trouble it was plugs. We worked on the other machinery just a little bit, and first time he's been able to do anything like that, take an interest in 5 weeks, he said. Well, it's nice to have him back. This is around 700, Channel 1 over, Cookie's visit. On Sunday, the last day of August, Labor Day weekend, 31st of August, 69. This is the same length. This is a long one. This is a long one. This is a long one. It's the same length. I want to see if it's going in there right. If it's going in there right. That's 700 in there. I want to see if it's going in there right. That's 700 in there. I want to see if it's going in there right.